You're with us for the morning show as we talk about higher ed and the pandemic. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So estimates by the UW system show the state's 13 universities and 13 branch campuses, they're expecting more than $200 million in losses related to the COVID-19 pandemic through the summer. In Manitowoc, Holy Family College announced last week it would close by the end of August, likely making it the first coronavirus-related campus closure in the state. So lots of entry points for our conversation here. Students, faculty, parents, feeder businesses to campuses. Let's hear from you. How has your college been affected? What does it mean for the fall for you? We're at 800-642-1234. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kate.
Well, let's take a bird's eye view first. What are the challenges out there that colleges and universities around the state are facing right now?
There's a lot of challenges. I mean, I'm scrambling to try to get a handle of it myself, but what I've been focusing on in the initial, you know, outbreak period, I guess, has been budgets. In March, campuses, you know, to try to prevent the spread of coronavirus and to keep it, you know, from working its way through the dormitories on their campuses, they sent students home or basically told them to stay home after extended spring break. So all classes were moved online or some other form, but not in person. So that created a humongous budget hole for these campuses, because room and board fees make up a big chunk of revenues for the UW system campuses. And along with that, you know, you think of every service support role on campus, from dining to you know, laptop checkouts, all sorts of things. So it's got all kinds of spillover effects that have really hurt these campuses.
Sports, another area where is a big revenue generator.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really keeping my eye on UW-Madison, because if Badger football is canceled for the entire season, that would be a game changer, I think, for that budget.
So as you watch how universities adjust, moving students rapidly to online delivery of classes, what have you found there in terms of how colleges are making this switch and how students are adjusting to it?
Well, that's one of the sort of feature stories that I wanted to get after and haven't been able to yet. But I follow some different student groups on the different campuses on Facebook, and I've seen some discussion on Twitter as well. Some students are giving – it just happens so quickly, and I know that students feel like their lives were upended, as they were. But in terms of effectiveness of these online classes, I've seen a wide range. You know, some students saying that their professors did a really good job of pivoting and they're doing the best they can. Others are saying that, you know, maybe some of these professors are not as well versed at online learning as they are to in-person class. You know, maybe older professors who don't have as much experience with technology. I mean, it's a really tall order, and to have it to switch within a week or 2 weeks is completely unprecedented within higher education, I would say. And it wasn't just the UW system that was dealing with this, of course, you know, private colleges as well. But, you know, the students, I'm working right now on a story about students that are about to graduate and go out into this really uncertain job market. And they describe a real sense of mourning after, especially for seniors, you know, their last semester. It's a really transformative experience, being able to walk across the stage, feel that accomplishment, that's all been taken away from them. And the students have really, you know, they feel that. And a lot of them say that they didn't even get to say goodbye to their close friends. So there's just like a million ways that this has impacted students, you know, faculty, staff, I mean, not to mention furloughs and all that, which I'm sure we'll get into here.
The whole campus community affected. Talking with Rich Kramer, who is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, we're looking at how higher ed is affected by the pandemic and what changes are in the works, what we've seen so far. With your questions, your concerns at 800-642-1234. Let's go to James now in Appleton. Hi, James.
Hello, thanks for putting me on the air. This is more of a concern of mine. I'm currently in a bachelor's online through UW-Stout. And so it was not, the whole thing wasn't when they went to no more classes on campus, didn't change anything for me. But now I'm concerned with, I realized this when I signed up for classes in the fall, things are filling up like a lot so much quicker. And my concern is with University of Wisconsin that with even though they could open the campuses back up, I have a feeling that a lot of students will want to do the online instead of going on to campus. And then that's going to like fill those classes up so quickly. And then there's the people like myself who are non-traditional, can't go to on campus classes, and then where's that going to leave us? You know, that's all I had to say.
Upend your trajectory in trying to complete that degree, trying to complete that bachelor's. Rich, what do you see there? How is the UW system looking at online courses, and are they filling up?
That's a really interesting point made by James. I'm going to have to look into that because that's a big question, right? Not just with UW system or higher education, but everything. I mean, we talk about when things go back to normal, you can't see it, but I'm doing air quotes right now. So I think that in higher ed, you know, they've been working towards trying to offer more online classes, more online degree options to get after students like James that are considered non-traditional, you know, not fresh out of high school, maybe working adults, et cetera, trying to finish off a degree that might have been started. So the UW system has been putting a lot of money into the infrastructure, the IT infrastructure, and through what's called the extended campus. And but that's a great question. What happens if the majority of students just prefer that? It's really hard to predict because a lot of students seem to be pining for being able to go back to in-person classes. UW system seems to be, I'm getting the sense that they expect enrollment, at least in-person enrollment, will be down in the fall just because of all the shakeups and because there's going to be some lingering concerns about this disease. And what I haven't heard, though, is that that's kind of forcing the students like James to have a harder time trying to enroll in classes that he was going to anyway. So that's fascinating. I'm definitely going to look into that.
So a real shifting marketplace for education delivery, and there could be some bottlenecks in the future as we see more students shifting online.
Absolutely. And, I mean, the shift has been happening for, you know, it's been happening for a decade, but it has really accelerated prior to the COVID-19 because of declining enrollment in general in higher education. There's all these projections that show that your traditional college age student that's like, you know, that's in the early 20s, they're going to be harder to find, fewer high school graduates, you know, demographics. So they've been trying to push online to kind of cure that. But now it's just been accelerated.
We're talking with WPR reporter Rich Kramer. Stays with us covering UW system developments, how higher ed is impacted by the pandemic. With your situation, are you a family with a student in college? How has the pandemic changed their plans? How are you adjusting? Are you an employee facing a furlough? What does that mean for your research, your livelihood, your financial stability? We're at 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about higher ed and the pandemic. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A national survey last month of high school juniors and seniors and their parents, it found that 4 out of 5 teens still plan to go to college. It's an increase from a January version of the survey. The survey is from student loan company Sallie Mae and market research firm Ipsos. Nearly 90% of respondents said they still believe college is an investment in a student's future. So how do you think Wisconsin colleges and universities will get through this difficult time? How is your education, your career in academia affected? Join in 800-642-1234. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, and he's following developments in higher ed. So, Rich, let's look at restructuring. UW System President Ray Cross talked about a major restructuring proposal to Regents, and he was discussing it on WISN's Upfront on Sunday.
In order for us to survive this, and in fact to thrive, to prepare for a future that's going to be quite different, we need to consolidate our services, we need to refine and become more distinctive in our institutional missions, and we need to have a much more unified strategic plan in order to provide online distance experiences.
So what exactly does a restructuring proposal look like? Do we have any specifics?
It's all pretty general at this point, and for current UW System President Ray Cross basically threw this plan out and described it as his vision for what happens post-COVID-19. But, you know, the last time that he put out a plan like this, the Regents voted on it right away, and it, you know, it was known as the restructure of late 2017, you know, 2018. That was the restructure that got rid of the two-year colleges and the UW Extension division and kind of merged that with other 4 years and, you know, services like WPR finding new homes within the UW system. So when, you know, college presidents don't generally put out these plans unless they, you know, there are things in motion to make it happen. So the specifics are light at this point and kind of general, but President Cross wants to address degree program duplications at all state campuses. And what that means, I'm not entirely sure, but it sounds like, you know, there's say philosophy majors at every single campus. Well, the question that President Cross seems to be asking is, are those necessary at every single campus? And with these online tools, maybe a student can take a virtual class from another campus where they have a philosophy department, or I don't know. I'm speaking, of course, theoretically here, but that seems to be, and again, the way they framed it is kind of more as a vision, not as a cost-cutting measure to address COVID-19. But I asked President Cross during, there was an interview that he gave with a few news outlets before all this news came out. And I asked him, will that be mean layoffs? And he said, well, layoffs will be inevitable. So they're going to try to streamline duplicated majors across campuses within the UW system. They want to centralize most human resources functions, information technology, and business functions like purchasing at a central office. So that also will likely mean a lot of layoffs on the campuses. And thirdly, his vision included creating a system-wide online education model. So right now, a lot of campuses offer online degree options or online classes that are more or less administered by themselves. So President Cross's vision is to have all of that run through the central office, UW System Administration, something called Extended Campus. And that also is just kind of a general point. We haven't seen specific examples of how that would work.
So centralizing your HR, your procurement, your IT, but also this model of centralizing some of your majors. I'm wondering, would there be lobbying on behalf of then each of the campuses to try to get their professors to be able to teach these courses? Who would win out?
Well, that's a good question. That's the $64,000 question. So the way the process seems to be unfolding is that, you know, President Cross said that the campuses will be in charge of identifying promising programs, you know, promising being programs that might not need to continue because they might be duplicated within a region or across the state. So the campuses have to do the work of figuring out which of these programs might be ready to be cut, I guess. But UW System Administration, which is kind of like the overseer of the entire group of campuses, they say that they're going to make the decision. It's going to be instead of kind of taking a support role, UW System Administration is going to be the manager here. They're going to actually make the decision. So there will definitely be some lobbying and campuses. That part of this also is to some people, it might not seem like a big deal, but campuses are being told to refine their mission statements and specialize, you know. So instead of just being a four-year liberal arts college, they want you to say, you know, just an example, a four-year liberal arts in engineering campus. You know, they want that specialization. So that'll be really interesting to see how these proposals come out. The timeline for all of this is very tight. President Cross, even though it's just a plan, he says it needs to be in effect by next fall. So it's another restructure that has to happen within a year's time. And as we saw in the last restructure proposal, they had to extend some of the deadlines because it took more than the year and a half that they had slated for that. So, and I guess in theory, this could go nowhere too, because President Cross is leaving. The makeup of the Board of Regents could change within the next year or so, but it seems like whenever a plan like this comes out, that the wheels are already in motion by the time the public gets their eyes on it.
So lots of flux. Talking with Rich Kramer, he is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. We're looking inside the situation in higher ed as the pandemic unfolds. With your questions along the way, 800-642-1234. So, Rich, last month, all 13 UW system campuses announced initial furlough plans for employees. What do we know about how campuses have chosen to address these furloughs?
We know a lot. The plans came out very slowly. They kind of trickled out, which made it a chore to try to wrangle it all into one news story. But in a sense, you've got these categories of furlough options that were authorized by the UW Board of Regents and kind of set out by the UW system. And basically you've got what are called intermittent furloughs. So those are for faculty members. That's maybe one day a month, one day every 2 months. And when I say day, that means an unpaid day off that you're not allowed to work. So that's the type of furloughs that faculty members and some educational administrative staff are getting. Then you've also got consecutive day furloughs, and that's, in a sense, you know, up to 3 months straight, unpaid time off. And that seems to be going towards some of the staff members that are not able to work remotely. Some of the staff members, like academics, not academic staff, I should take that back, like administrative staff, maybe in a budget purchasing office or something like that, or, you know, people that work at cafeterias on campus, something like that, grounds crews. So they're looking at up to four months of unpaid time off. The other thing that's been happening at some of the other campuses is a work reduction furlough. And in a sense, the UW system works with what's known as FTE, full-time equivalent. So you'll have this number attached to your job posting, and it'll be, you know, 0.5 FTE. So that means basically you're half-time or three-quarters time or something like that. So they're, in a sense, they're saying, all right, you're one FTE position right now. We're going to cut that to three-quarters or to half. Basically, they're reducing the number of hours that you get. So that's being used at some of the campuses. I know that's being used at UW-Platteville, but it's really the reactions are across the board because these campuses have different budget holes to fill. So it's been really interesting to watch, and I'm sure that this is just the first round.
Do we have any sense when the layoffs would come?
No, I mean, these campuses are very careful when they put these notes out. A lot of them are trying to stress the importance of trying to work with these furloughs to avoid permanent layoffs. But, you know, state revenue collections are tanking right now. And the next budget, I've heard from people within the UW system that they, while things are tough right now, they fully expect that the next budget is going to be pretty bad. Mm. So that means there is going to be more of this austerity necessary next year.
Rich, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. And full disclosure here, Wisconsin Public Radio is part of the UW system. Coming up, we take a closer look at the pandemic moving through long-term care facilities. More than a third of Wisconsin's coronavirus deaths have occurred in places like nursing homes. We'll look at this evolving pattern with your questions and thoughts along the way. Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.